Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby,
it's time to thrive. What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast. This is our first episode, and we are sitting here in beautiful Sooke, British Columbia.
Yeah, we're checking in from Sooke, BC, and if you don't know where that is, look it up on a map, and then go all the way west, and we are literally at the tip of the peninsula with sun on our left and storms on our right. So it's a pretty cool atmosphere to be in.
Yeah, we booked into an oceanfront cottage as we are celebrating our 1 year out of our wedding, which is super exciting. And we figured that it would be the perfect place to record our first ever podcast episode together. So we're going to give you guys a bit of a backstory on who we are, how we met, what our past careers were, what our current careers are, how we kind of got there, and a little bit about what this podcast is going to be involving, just so that you kind of know what you're diving into.
And it's going to be a lot of areas that we are going to be learning with you as well. Like, we want to talk about our experiences in relationships, our experiences in career diversification, and what we did to get to where we are today. And it's going to be a lot of fun to be able to pull you guys into our story, but also have you pull us into your life.
Yeah. So we'll kind of start with how we met. And I think it's a really fun story, but all kind of works in with like the universe's timing. And that's something that we have just really been, I guess, letting into our lives, is that everything has perfect timing. And if you are in a position right now where you are maybe gotten out of a relationship, maybe you're single, maybe you are in a relationship, you can probably think back to like, okay, everything just kind of worked out. Or like, are you forcing certain things? Are you searching for something or trying to make something work when really it probably just shouldn't work?
And you know? It's also that idea of like divine timing, and like things do happen in a time frame that's meant to occur.
Yeah.
And for us, it was the exact thing was right there. Like, yeah. We actually met, what, 7 years before we started dating?
Yeah.
We met about 7 years before we started dating through mutual friends at a party when she was home for Christmas from school. And we just were like, okay, cool. Hi, nice to meet you. Like, but then you slowly go on through your life and you start to realize like 1 degrees of separation that occur. And the craziest part is really seeing that macro perspective, looking backwards,
yeah,
and being like, wow, we knew each other our whole life. It was just something that we didn't really know until we started dating.
Yeah. So to give you kind of like some perspective on that. So I remember that night, and it was just like a mutual friend's party. I went over there with one of my girlfriends, was home for Christmas, just wanting to have a good time. Great. That's what we did. After that night, I remember seeing Jared at like the gym in Vancouver. And like, I remember sending a picture to my friend who I was like at that party with, being like, is this Jared? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's so weird. Like, we were just at the same places. Like, we have so many mutual friends, even family connections, but we had never crossed paths with each other. We were both in long-term relationships before we met. We both learned a lot of life lessons, had kind of some of our crazy years. But it wasn't until we were both single, it was COVID, the lockdowns had just started, that one of my friends actually put me onto a dating app. I had never been on one before, didn't know how to set up a profile or anything, but I was like, sure, whatever. I was bored. I was sitting in my apartment. And sure enough, you know, after a week and a half, this man liked one of my photos and I was like, oh my gosh, I know who this is.
Yeah, you knew who it was, but like, it was the best swipe that you've ever swiped. And probably one of the only ones, because you were on there for such a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's funny to look back at that, because she was so lazy to go and meet people that she had her like distance set at like 2 kilometers. Like, if she could walk there, she would go. But like, I was, meanwhile, if you have any geography of like the Vancouver area, we were about 30 kilometers away from each other. So somehow I ended up in Vancouver near her. And that's just another like just complete fluke of how this entire relationship came to be.
Yeah. So he liked one of my photos. We started talking. And if you've started any relationships or whatnot, you know that like that there's that awkward period. And you're probably listening and like shaking your head of like, yep, when you just kind of start to talk to somebody so much and you're like, okay, we either need to see each other or like drop this, you know? And we had totally reached that point.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she's saying that in such a way, like, this is classic Jordan. Like,
he's going to call me out on this podcast so many times, I can just already feel
like
it.
This, the issue that I've got here with that whole story of like the whole talking, or else you should just end this. Like, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of an idea of how long it was. It was like 2.5, 3 days.
See, but that's a long time. Like, if you're talking with somebody.
It was also the middle of the week and like I had a job.
I did not at that point.
You were going to be a dentist. Imagine swiping and talking to somebody that you don't really know and they tell you, oh, I don't have a job right now, but I'm going to be a dentist. And then like, I'm like, oh yeah, I have a job right now, but I'm going to be an astrophysicist too. And it's like, she is a dentist now and like a great one at that. But it's just like, yeah, I needed some time, AKA the weekend, because I had a 9-to-5.
I didn't. I was at home and like, I'm a goer. Like, I have a very, even last night we were sitting here and like there was some silence and Jared's like, you just have a really hard time like sitting in your thoughts, don't you? And I was like, yeah, like I like to be doing something all the time. And I think it's kind of like a superpower, but it can also be a fault. So anyway, long story short, I told him basically like, we need to hang out. I need to see you. And he was like, okay, well, I'll come out there, but I won't be able to be out there by like 7:30. I was like, meh. Okay. Well, I ended up driving to his place. He was living out about 25, 30 minutes from me at the time. And we just, that one night we like had a bottle of wine and we literally just talked for like 3 hours. And honestly, from that night forward, we were pretty much a couple.
Yeah. And it's one of those crazy things where like you can sit with people and you can literally just nonstop talk for hours and hours and hours. And then there's some people where like you can't talk to them for more than 3 minutes. And it's like, that's when you really realize what a good relationship is going to be like, or a really good person that's come into your life, is like when you can nonstop talking and neither of you want to shut up.
Yeah.
And like all of a sudden we looked at the clock and it's like 1 in the morning and I'm like, what the heck? Like, where did the time go? You came over here at like 7. So that was really cool. And then honestly, from then on out, yeah, you're right. Like, we were just like completely exclusive for one another. And like, it was like nothing I've never really felt before either. And like, that was the really cool part, was going into that and really accepting you for who you are,
mm-hmm.
and wanting to know every single part of like what makes Jordan tick. And there's a lot of things that you have to figure out to figure out how Jordan ticks.
But yeah, so we kind of figured that out about each other. There were a lot of similarities, you know, even down to the fact of like, his dad was in pharmaceuticals, my dad was in pharmaceuticals, his mom is in law, my mom is in law. Like, there's so many similarities that we were like, okay, the universe literally had a plan for us, And did it go exactly like how we imagined it? No. Like, did either of us that night that we met have an intention of getting into a relationship that would end up, you know, 3.5, 4 years later in an engagement, marriage, and whatever? No. I think we were both in a position in our life where we wanted to have some fun. We wanted to date, blah, blah, blah. But it always comes back to like, what is your intention with dating? Like, I think after a few dates, you're like, okay, either yes, this could be my person, or no. So we knew at that point that like, this was the jackpot. We wanted to lock it in. And we were cuffed up pretty quick. So that was kind of like how we met. From there, kind of like our relationship started, like our life started together quite quickly. Like, we started to really grow a life. We started to really dive into those topics. And I think that's a theme of, you know, just a mature relationship as well, is like, hey, what are your goals? What do we want to do? What not? So
where do you want to live? What kind of house do you want to live in? How many kids do you want? That one's still under for debate.
So that kind of brought in a little bit of an aspect of how we got into like entrepreneurship, why the heck we're even doing this podcast. Like, if you would have told us when we started dating that we would be starting a podcast and like have multiple streams of income and all this kind of stuff, we probably would have laughed in your face and been like, yeah, it could happen, but like unlikely. But how this has all come to be, and like, those are a lot of the lessons and the teachings and the experiences that we're going to dive into, you know, other episodes on the podcast, and really go in depth with you all about those learnings and about those experiences and about those big, really risky decisions that really did change the trajectory of our life, right? So I am still working as a dentist. I work in the Vancouver Point Grey area. I absolutely love what I do. We dove into entrepreneurship, what, almost 3 years ago?
Almost 3 years ago now, yeah. It was January 1st, 2021.
Yeah.
So 2020 going into 2021. And it was honestly something that we never really thought was going to be an idea. For myself, like, I look back at our life and we were both ex-collegiate, I was going to say baseball players. You didn't play baseball. I was an ex-collegiate baseball player. She was an ex-collegiate hockey player. She played for Team Canada. So like, we both have that sports mentality, but also the understanding of like what hard work is and like what you need to do to be successful. I went to school for business, and my whole idea behind that was you start with a company, you grind your way up, and you climb that corporate ladder to become the CEO or whatever it is that you want to be in that company, making that cushy 100K a year job and thinking that you have it all. And then all of a sudden, you start to really realize like what's important. And to us, what's important is spending time with one another, spending time with family, going on trips, exploring the world, and like also like really being focused and having that aspect of who are we deep down. For me, it comes down to like, I have always been around health, wellness, finances, helping others. And when entrepreneurship came into our laps, we really started to say like, what is it that you can do to A, maximize your time, but to B, not be punching the time clock for somebody else and trading your time for money? And once you start to realize kind of what you can do and what you can accomplish, that's when you start to realize what is truly out there and how you can succeed.
Yeah, I think one of our biggest learnings, and something that, you know, this podcast is going to have a lot of information on, is like seeing opportunities and not obstacles. And really kind of revolving yourself around like, if, you know, so many people are scared to take risks, but a lot of people that are scared to take risks end up working for somebody who did take that risk, right? Mm-hmm. And really kind of diving into like, okay, what is important to you? Like, what do you want your life to look like? How do you want to live? What do you want to remember? Do you want to be able to travel multiple times a year? Do you want to be able to have that financial flexibility? Do you want to be able to have location flexibility? Do you, you know, for me, a big thing was like, I work as a dentist. Like, if I'm not at the office, I can't make money. But do I want to be strapped to the office, especially as a female who is wanting to have a family and have kids? Like, what does that look like for me, you know, 2, 3, 5, 10 years down the road? And that was something that we dove into very early on in our relationship, and then started to just kind of snowball from there and start to see those opportunities of where can we grow things, right? So if you are somebody and you're in that position where you're like, okay, maybe I have a job that I love. Maybe I have a job that I hate. Maybe I'm financially strapped. Maybe I'm financially set, but I just want more. Like I want more passion. I want more intention. I want to make a bigger impact. I want to have diversification. You know, I think if COVID taught us one thing, regardless of what job you have, you could be a very successful, I'll just use dentist as an example, or, you know, you could be working at a great corporate job or whatnot and have an incredible salary. But the world can change, and we saw it change on the literal, like, instant, right? So how are you preparing for impact? What do you have going on in your life, within your relationships, within your career, within your finances, within your mindset too, of like preparing for those changes? So that's what we really want to focus this podcast around and like bring you guys into there. Obviously, there's so many other topics that we're going to be diving into, you know, a lot of financial stuff with Jared, a lot of like hormone health, all that kind of stuff with myself. We're going to be doing a lot of collaborative podcast episodes as well on like business and mindset and our journeys and, you know, a lot of teachings on that kind of stuff. So we really want this to be kind of a community space. And if you guys do have topics that you want us to cover, you can find our Instagram handles below in the description. So shoot us a message over on Instagram. We'd love to connect and hear what you guys want to know about more, just because that is what this is here for, is to help you guys thrive in all aspects of your life.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like our goal is to make it so that when you wake up in the morning, like you feel as though you are on the right path and where you want to be going in your life. And if there's something in your life right now that's holding you back from that idea and that realization of saying, this is where I want to go and this is what I want to be, start taking a real, real close look in the mirror as to what those holdbacks are. And what we're going to be doing over these, hopefully next long time, is we're going to be diving into those specific issues and like really talking about how we can thrive together. And that is the whole point of this podcast. The whole point of this podcast is to be able to make it so that we can share the room, share the space, and grow into the people that we want to become.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap this up. We're going to enjoy this ocean view. And we just wanted to give you guys a little bit of an intro into who we are, what our stories are, how we met, what our vision is, what our intention is, just so that we can go along this journey together.
And we'll see you again soon.
Yeah. All right. Cheers, guys.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.